What's up, everybody? I'm going to spend the next few minutes just sharing about the very things in my life that I believe were meant to take me out. And not only take me out, but I think there are some things that may be meant to take you out as well. And the very things that almost broke me are the very things that propelled me in life. It is no joke. The very things that were being used against me, God took the exact same thing. He didn't bring something from left field. He said, you already got it. Let's use that thing that's against you and let's use it for you. And I just want to share those stories so that they can be hopeful for you. So stick around to the end as well, because I have a request for some people who might be hurting. And I know that God's going to lay them on your heart. So stick around to the end so that you can hear what my request is. But thank you so much. All this and more is happening right after this. Welcome back to the When Words Don't Come Easy podcast. My name is Andy Howard, and I am so excited. So glad you're here. If this is your first time, welcome. I remember several times in my life when I was looking for a podcast just like this. And what I mean by that, this is a podcast about hope. No matter who's on, if I'm interviewing somebody, or if it's just something that I'm sharing from the book or something God's laid on my heart, this podcast will be used as a tool to push people to hope. Because there were so many times in my life where I remember being in a very dark place. And you may not be in a dark place. Maybe you're just having a bad day or you're in a funk, or some dear friend has just sent this to you because you were on their heart. This will be a podcast of hope. And there was many times in my life when I was in a dark place where I would have loved to have a podcast like this. And so I hope it'll be a blessing to you. That's my prayer. That's the reason I do this, that it will be a blessing to you and that it will help you to keep fighting and keep going. For me, I don't claim to be the expert by any means on mental health. I'm just a dude in the trenches, just like you, trying to put one foot in front of the other. I survived. I say that proudly. I survived depression. And I say that because there was a time where I didn't want to live. But today, God is using me. And I couldn't see all the things that were ahead of me back then. I couldn't see this back then. I couldn't see the life that I would have today back then. I couldn't see tomorrow back then. I was just at a place where I was just focused on all the negative things around me and all the broken things around me. And I couldn't see the beauty in the broken. And God has restored that in my heart. And now I'm able to help others with my story. And I pray it'll be a blessing to you so that you can help others with yours. But today we're just going to spend a few minutes here. Probably won't be as long as other podcasts have been in the past, but I wanted to talk just about that, about the beauty in the broken. And there's been so many times in my life that the very thing, this is wild, the very thing that almost killed me is what God is using for His glory, man. Isn't that so cool? The very thing that almost took me out is what God has turned around, and what was meant for harm, He's turned for good, just like His scriptures say, just like His word says. I can think of so many areas, but for one, I was 345 pounds at one time in my life. I was so sick, man. I would spend more time driving around the parking lot than I would in the grocery store trying to find that good parking spot that was up close, because I did not want to walk. And if I didn't find that good spot, I had to walk that far in. I was out of breath by the time I even got in the store. Not kidding. I was always looking for shortcuts. Did not want to take the stairs by any means. I would take the elevator. I would wait in line for the elevator. All the things, man. And now God is using us. Isn't that funny? He is using us to reach thousands of people's lives through our ministry, we call it, through our health, helping others find health. And God is so faithful, man. He is so faithful. And if you'd have told me way back then, hey, man, God is going to use you and your 345-pound self with so many diseases, so many uneasy areas of my life, and he's going to use that to help others. It's so crazy. I don't even believe it. I still don't believe it. But along with that, we were so broke financially. We were so hurting financially. And there's always been so many times in our life where we wanted to help others, where we were somebody, whether it was angels, you know, around Christmas time when people will put the angels on the tree and you can help adopt a family. I remember so many hard times in our life. I remember one in particular, and I talk about this in the book, and it's just probably, it plays a role in all of it, where I was feeling like a failure, or the whole part of my depression that we had already had Peyton. At this point, Miss Jeannie, that's Tiffany's mom, had moved in with us, and we thought it was a win-win situation. She had moved in with us because she had lost Tiffany's dad, her husband, Gary Underwood. He had died of brain cancer. And so he's gone. She's grieving him. She moves in and we move into a brand new house together. Seems like a win-win situation. She's going through some depression herself, grieving the loss of her husband. We needed help with Peyton as well. We needed help with the finances. She was able to help us with the house so we could kind of split it half and half, halvesies, if you will. Win-win for everybody. Until one morning we found that she had had a heart attack and passed away in the middle of the night. Besides all the grieving, and I want you to hear me, it still to this day, hurts Tiffany, because Tiffany found her mom in the guest bathroom getting ready for work. She found her. There was nothing she could do. She had already passed away. She was gone, but she found her. And not only that, the grieving of finding your own mom, the heartache, the stress. I mean, think about that. That's enough. That's enough. But after that, now all of a sudden that house payment was a halvesies, is now the whole thing we inherited. And then we inherited a brand new car, which was her mom's. And we didn't have the money for it. But what do you do, right? This was the last thing that of her mom's. I mean, there were so many little notes in there, those sticky notes. There were the scent of her mom was in there. So many little hidden things in the glove box. It just reminded Tiffany so much of her mom, and she loved that car so much. And I will never forget one night getting a loud bang on the door, and there's the repo man was there, and there was absolutely nothing I could do. There's two of them. I'm not a fighter anyways. I'm a lover. I'm kidding. But I've never been the fighting type. You won't have to worry about me getting in a fight with you if you're wondering. But even still, there was absolutely nothing we could do. They already had the car, and he did stop to tell me that they were taking it. So that was, I guess, courteous of him. But I could already see it on the back of their tow truck, and they were leaving, and he left a card and said, here you go. This is where it will be. And it was just ridiculous. Just all the heartache and hurt. And I remember Tiff beating my chest with her fist, saying, you cannot let them take this car. And there was nothing I could do about it. And I hate it as a man, as a husband. And then you start getting beat up as, like, aren't you supposed to be a provider? And all the things. It was hard. I don't want to pity party or anything like that. I'm just trying to tell you how bad it was. There was more bills than paycheck. And it wasn't that we didn't work hard. We just didn't have the right vehicle. We would just burn the candle at both ends, literally trying to work whatever jobs were available, trying to stay in our calling as youth pastors, trying to do that as well. And just working at all hours of the week, trying to make enough money, but it just wasn't enough. But even that, the very thing that almost killed us, now we are helping so many others find freedom in their finances. And it takes, it's not that we're doing, we're teaching them the skills that we learned, and then they work hard, and God is blessing their hard work. And it's just so cool being on the other end of that, right? So this is two of the areas with my depression as well. I already told you, and I have mentioned this in past episodes as well, but I never had a plan for suicide per se, but I didn't want to live. I didn't want to live anymore. And I was praying, God, just take me home from all the things with Peyton's diagnosis, to all the stressors of losing, you know, her mom and her dad, later losing my dad. Just so many things that happened, and just a lot of heartache and a lot of why me prayers. And I was hurting. I was so broken. And in the time when I should have been at my happiest, we went on vacation. And all I could see was all the things Peyton couldn't do. I couldn't see all the things that she was doing or could do, all the joys and all the potential for her story to reach millions, because that's something I prayed every day for her. Lord, let her story reach millions. And I couldn't see it. I couldn't say, how are you going to do it? She, nothing was happening. It's like, God, do you even hear me anymore? And my depression got worse and worse and worse. But he's so faithful, you guys. He's been so faithful to us. And I'll never forget the short version of this. And I've mentioned it on other episodes. But you can go back and listen. Or it's in the book as well if you want to hear the whole story. But the short version, I was walking along the beach. And I heard him whisper to me, there is beauty in the broken. There is beauty in the broken. And I was at that moment, like this dam of depression began to burst, and this overwhelming peace and joy just began to fill my life. And the very thing that almost killed me, now I'm helping others find freedom in their depression or their mental health or all the things of struggles that they may be contending with. So wild. So we talked about depression, we talked about finances, and we talked, what did we talk about in the beginning? Totally drawing a blank. Depression, finances, and health. All the things that almost killed me, man, God has turned around. And I just want you to know there is hope for you today. In fact, there's this piece of Japanese art. It's called Kintsugi, I believe, if I'm saying that right. I don't have my PowerPoint with me, my slides that I usually use when I'm speaking, but I believe it's called Kintsugi, and it's like any kind of ceramic or broken, like pottery or bowls or whatever, that they'll take these broken pieces, and then they will end up using melted gold, hot gold, and reform them and shape them and put them back together again. And what happens, what's really cool about this piece is when it's done, it is stronger than it was before. It's actually more valuable than it was before. So what you need to know is whatever it is in your life that has almost broke you. Maybe you're here today and it's somebody shared this podcast with you, or you stumbled on it, or whatever reason. I don't care how you got here. But something I've said has just struck a nerve with you and you feel broken. In fact, you're weeping. You're so hurt right now. I've been there. I have been there. And I care for you. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to get put back together again. And there's hope for you. There's so much hope for you to keep going forward. Don't give up. Don't quit. Because the enemy who's going up against us in this spiritual warfare, this game of tug of war that's going on for your soul, for your life, trying to break you. He would love nothing more than for you to quit and lose out on all the hope that God's laid before your life. And the very things that have almost broken you could be the very things that God wants to use you to help others with. And I believe he can do that. But you have to be willing to step out first. I love the story. I love the story of the storm of Peter walking on the water, right? And this is the short version as well. But they see Jesus and they're like, is that Jesus? I don't know. And Peter's like, if that's you, Lord, tell me to come out and I will come. I mean, like, I don't know. Even if, I love his faith. But even if you don't know who it is, are you really going to trust them if you don't know who it is and it's like a bad guy trying to get you to sink? Never mind. That's just how I think. I think a little warped sometimes, but forgive me. But he sees Jesus. He says, is that you, Lord? If it is, tell me to come and I'll come. And sure enough, he's like, it's me. Come on, Peter. And Peter, and this is what's so cool about this. People give Peter a hard time, right? Peter's the dude that blows up on a lot of people. He's the dude that cuts the soldier's ears off. He's the one that denies Christ three times, even after being warned that he was gonna do it. He still does it. Peter has a hard time. He reminds me so much of myself. He reminds me so much of me. I have the gifting of screwing up the most simplest tasks sometimes. But here it is, and Peter is asked, hey, Peter, is I. Come see me. Here I am. Come on. And here's what the dude does. Because I didn't see any other disciples volunteer or jump up. Peter does it, man. He walks on water. It's in the word. It says it, right? He takes a step. He's walking on water. He's looking at Jesus. He's walking on water. But what happens? It says in the word that he begins to take his eyes off of Jesus. And he puts his eyes on the storm. He starts to see the winds and the waves around him. And it's at that moment he begins to sink. He begins to fall. But Jesus got him. He had him the whole time. He grabbed, he reached out, he picked him up. He's, I got you. He did tell him, hey, oh, yeah, a little faith. He gave him a little scolding. But he still had him the whole time. He said, I got you. And he's got you. Here's the thing, it's easy sometimes to lose vision of God, of Jesus. It's easy to set our eyes on the winds and the waves that are around us. But our hope comes from Jesus. Our hope comes in him. And I promise you, he didn't bring you this far to let you drown now. He's got you because he cares about you. Just like that broken ceramic pot or whatever it is. He's going to piece you back together one piece at a time. You're going to come back stronger and more valuable than you were before the storm. He cares for you. And he's got a plan for you. And how do I know this? Because our enemy that's out to get us would not try so hard. He would not be trying so hard to mess you up if you didn't have a big plan ahead for you. So don't quit. Hang in there with me, would you? Thank you so much for joining today. If this has been a blessing for you, please, please share this to someone who God has laid on your heart. Stay tuned for this. Hey, I hope that's been a blessing for you. Do me a favor, just like I mentioned earlier, if God laid someone on your heart while you were listening to this episode, will you forward this particular podcast to them? I really feel like, especially in this day and age we're living in, that sometimes people are gasping at their last straws. They're like holding on for a breath of fresh air. And this could be it. Something I've said, I don't know. I pray something I said would be a blessing to them, would be encouraging to them, to help them keep fighting and keep going on. Be that hope. To just get to that next step, that flashlight of hope, to be able to guide the next step for you. Maybe it doesn't line up everything, the whole path. Maybe you don't see the whole picture, the whole puzzle. But that next piece comes in line enough for you to see, okay, I made it here. Now what? And you will have that same faith to keep going step by step with the Lord. Thank you for tuning in, and please pass this on to someone who it can be a blessing to. If it is, has been a blessing to you, please, 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 please leave a 5-star review for this this podcast, and even for the book on Amazon. That will help more readers and more listeners find When Words Don't Come Easy. And that's our whole goal, is to help people. So will you do that? Do me a favor on that. If you would like for me to read the book for you, you can get it from Audible. I will read the story for you as well. And then it's available on Kindle. If you would like to know where I'm going to be at over the next few weeks, please, or if you're interested in booking me for a service, I would be so honored to come and speak and share hope to your people. You can find that at andyhoward.com. And all the stuff about the book is there as well. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.